Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're in the year 2024. Yes, January 2024. Isn't God good? Yes, he is, my dear sisters and brothers. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to glorify him. Somebody ought to magnify him. I don't need no rocks crying out for me. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. And we know that God is a good God. He can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed us yet. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Service, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. You and your beautiful, blessed wife, Deaconess, we thank God for you. We thank God for Deaconess Gwen and for your family in its entirety, your church family. We thank God for your immediate family. And we thank God for the love, the family love, the family love. It's very, very important that it starts right in the home. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Shanita Kelly, we thank God for you, realtor, broker, doing great and mighty things in and around our community. Shanita Kelly, we are praying for you and your endeavor, and we thank God, thank God, thank God. Don't forget, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close is located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. And Shanita Kelly, you can give her a call at 443-854-0977. Man of God, Dr. David Gaines, we're praying for you and your blessed wife, Demetria. God is able. Yes, he is. God can do great and mighty things. We thank God for you being a blessing to our community, sharing fresh fruits and vegetables, along with fresh pastry and bread. All right. We thank God for you. God is truly doing awesome things in Dr. David Gaines' life. We're praying for you that God continue to bless you, continue to send forth healing, mind, body, and soul. And we thank God for our black-owned businesses. Isn't it a blessing? And we can be a blessing to them. Dr. David Gaines is our master electrician, and don't forget his barber on site. You can contact him at 443-449-3631. And don't forget, if you have a black-owned business or someone that's doing great things in our community, let us know. All over the world, let us know. We want to let the world know about the great and mighty things. Yes, we do. Yes, Power Hour Prayer. We want to let the world know how good God is, and God is a prayer-answering God. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to go forth and make a difference in the lives of all of those that are listening this morning. We're going to have a little praise and worship on Saturday. Yes, we are. You know, sometimes we got to set that atmosphere with some praise and worship music. All right. So we're going to listen to a couple songs here by Frieda Hendon. And we met her years ago under Apostle Dewey Rowe, traveled here, I think, from Tennessee, and blessed us with in song. So we're going to hear a little bit of praise and worship from Frieda. And while you're doing it, just tell a friend, tune in. Dr. Pat Show. Well, you know, Dr. Pat, I'm still Dr. Pat here. But she's on 10 o'clock at WOLB 10 a.m. But right now we got Chief Apostle Gil with us this morning, the one and only presiding Chief Apostle, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. So we're going to listen to some music from Frieda and blessing us from Tennessee. And we're going to go forth and make a difference. Tell a friend to tune in to Power Hour Prayer. You're going to be blessed this morning. You're going to be more than blessed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not by me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, God.
In the resurrection morning, we shall rise, we shall rise. In the resurrection morning.
Resurrection morning, we shall rise, we shall rise. Yes, we're listening to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour Prayer. And didn't his disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Hallelujah. Praise God. We're listening to Frieda Herndon, I've Been Changed. Hallelujah. And she just sang that song in that resurrection morning, we shall rise, we shall rise. All right, my phone is ringing, y'all. Somebody want to hear that again. And that resurrection morning, we shall rise, we shall rise. One more time, Frieda, from Tennessee. In that resurrection morning, we shall rise, we shall rise. Praise God.
In the resurrection morning, we shall rise, we shall rise. In the resurrection morning. We shall rise in the resurrection morning. We shall rise.
Resurrection morning, we shall rise, we shall rise. We thank God for you, Frieda. We thank God. One more song, and then we'll go into our scripture reading for today. And we're going to do prayer. Yes, we are. The Lord teach us how to pray.
Give a trouble to the mirror. This time you see. While you shower down.
Greatness in you. God sees love and peace and happiness in you. We were all created in the image of God. And we thank God that he sees greatness, healing, deliverance in you. And he said in his word that we shall do greater things, men and women of God. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, go to the word of God. It says, ye shall do greater things. That's the confidence that he has in you. That's the God that we serve. Ye shall do greater things. In the year of 2024, God has much, much more for each and every one of you. And we ought to be doing greater things. We accepted him as our personal Savior. We say we trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring us out. So don't sweat the small things. He said in his word that we're going to have trials and tribulations. Amen. So count it not strange. When we go through a trial, when we go through a tribulation, when we go through different situations in our lives, count it not strange, my dear ones. It's in the word of God. But he also said he will send us what? A comforter. And the comforter is the Holy Ghost. That's right, Evangelist Griffith. He said he'll send us a comforter, and the comforter is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Dr. Walker, we thank God for the comforter. Sister Burdetta, we thank God for the comforter. Dr. Ron Green, we thank God for the comforter. Glory be to God. Sister Anderson, we thank God for Deacon Anderson. We thank God for the comforter. Mother Annie Green said he'll send us a comforter. And all that we're going through, he's right there. Because he said in his word that I will never leave you nor forsake you. God has not forgotten about you in that hospital, in that nursing home, in rehabilitation. God has not forgotten about you in the midst of all your aches and your pains and your sickness. God has not forgotten about you. He's still a miracle-working God. And as the song says, I can depend on God. You may not be able to depend on nobody else, but you can depend upon God, Sister Greta. Yes, you can. Amen. Man will fail you every time, but our God never changes. And lots of times we change, but God never changes. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Our God never changes. Let's go to our Psalm of Protection, and we should know this by heart. And it's not magic. No. This is God's word, and God's word is real. And we serve a God that will not lie. Our Psalm of Protection, Psalm 91. Let your children sit down and write it. Maybe you need to write it. Sometimes we get things in our spirit. Just sit down and take out time. And those that can't write, I know that some of you got laptops and some of you got the computers. You know, put that Psalm 91 on that so you pull it up anytime. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Who are you trusting in? Sure, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the sin's pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. A lot of us should have been dead and gone by now. But God, look at God. Danger all around you, but you're still in the land of the living. God has a plan for your life, and that plan will come into fruition if you're in tune with the Almighty Living God. Thank you, God.
only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. There's a reward for the wicked. Don't worry about the wicked. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I believe in angels. Be careful how you entertain strangers. It may be an angel in disguise. God is sending your way. And if you're in tune with the Almighty Living God, he'll make it known to you. Yes, he will. Glory, hallelujah. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, and lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder, and a young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Keep Satan under your feet, not behind you, not on your left, not on your right. Keep Satan under your feet. Send him back to hell from which he came. Don't receive his accusations. Glory be to God. Somebody did hear that this morning. Keep Satan under your feet. Let him know I'm not going there with you. I'm moving forward in the year 2024. I don't have time for foolishness. I don't have time for gossip. I don't have time for lying. Keep Satan under your feet, my dear ones. Keep Satan under your feet. Stomp him out each morning when you get up. Those that's in wheelchairs, ride over top of them. Those that got canes, just take your cane and just beat his butt. Keep Satan under your feet. That's where he belongs. You are the head and not the tail. You are the lender and not the borrower. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. And I believe not just a long life, but long, healthy life. With long life will I deliver him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And my dear sisters and brothers, salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Salvation is free. Glory, hallelujah. Salvation is free. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. We can't buy salvation. You can't bottle salvation up and put a tag on it, a price tag on it, and sell salvation. You can't do that. Glory be to God. Jesus paid it all. He suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, who knew no sin. And he was obedient to the God, his Father, our God, his Father. He was obedient. He could have came down from that cross, but he didn't. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't come down from that cross. He was being obedient to his Father. And if it was nobody but you, he would have stayed on that cross and died on that cross for you. Little old you, as Jennifer Hudson said, he would have died on that cross for little old you. He was being obedient to what the Father told him to do. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, he suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sins. We got to get that in our spirit. He did it for me, you, 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 and you. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Unconditional love, the love of Jesus Christ. Somebody saying, I don't have anybody that loved me. Yes, you do. You got the greatest love of all, so you better get that out of your spirit. You got a friend in Jesus Christ. You're never alone. Call upon him, and he will send you what you need. And sometimes bless us with what we want, but we got to trust him. Our Psalms for the year of 2024, we started out with Psalm 20. The word of God for the people of God. And his word is already blessed. Thank you, God. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob, defend thee. God is defending you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening, if you're right, you're right. Now, if you're wrong, you're wrong. And some folks don't have enough sense to know when they're wrong. That's sad. That's why we got to pray for them. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. But God will defend you, my dear sisters and brothers. He's right there. He knows all about that situation from the beginning to the end. Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. He's with you when we're going through. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The name of God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Shelah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we shall set up our banners. The Lord shall fulfill all thy petitions. Have you written down your petitions this year? We know we talked about those other things that we're going to do and never do it. In Psalm 20, it says, we will rejoice in thy salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all our petitions. Thank you, Jesus. I don't see anything in here about no New Year's resolutions. The Lord shall fulfill all thy petitions. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now know that I, the Lord, saveth his anointed. This is Psalm 20, verse 6. Now know I, the Lord, saveth his anointed. You accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You say you trust in him and never doubt. In Psalm 20, verse 6, it says, now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. Are you one of his anointed ones? Are you one of his called out ones? Are you one of his chosen ones? Whatever you're doing, you do it for the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Whatever you're doing, you do it for the Lord, not for man, not for show off, not for your name being called. Whatever you're doing, Evangelist Taylor, you do it unto the Lord. Let God bless you. Let God prosper you. And if you're doing something for another person, if you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart, you do it out of the goodness of your heart. Because if you're not, don't do it. Because those individuals will not come back and help you. God will send you different folk that will be a blessing in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Don't look for the person that you help to come back to be a blessing to you. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord, out of the goodness of your heart, out of the unconditional love. We're all servants for the Lord. Whatever you do, if you're one of his anointed ones, it says in verse 6, now know that I, the Lord, saveth his anointed. He will hear from him his body or his holy heaven, with the saving strength of his right hand. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in their money. Some trust in their degrees. Some trust in their good looks. Some trust in their clothes. Some trust in their jobs. Some trust in their finances. You had better trust in God. That's what you better trust in. Glory, hallelujah. God is speaking this morning. They are put down and fallen, but we are risen. Men and women of God, we are risen. We may fall down when we get back up. We may go through some times of sickness. We know we're going through some times of some hard times. We've got a dime in our pocket. Don't know where our next meal is going to come from. Don't know if we're going to be evicted from our homes. Don't know if we're going to be able to pay the mortgage. Don't know if we're going to get that raise on our job. Everything is going up at our salaries. But you better trust in God. Trust in God. Not in things. Glory, hallelujah. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. You stand upright with your head held up high. No matter what you're going through, we've gone through some things in the year 2023. Yes, we have. But look at God. we're still in the land of the living because God has a plan for our life. A lot of our plans might have failed, didn't go through the way that we wanted to go through. But they were our plans, not God's plans. Trust in God. Lean not to our own understanding. God, somebody saying, I don't understand. I just don't understand. You don't have to understand. Trust God. Trust him. Trust him this year. Trust God. Say, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. He hears you, my dear ones. He's going to answer your call in his own way, in his own time. As we say in Psalm 37, be still and know that I am God. Be still. Stop murmuring and complaining. Be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalm 20, read it every day. Our psalm for the year of 2024, Psalm 20. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. Who does it belong to? The Lord. Right in Psalm 24 it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to God. It's not your church. It's not your people. And Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. That's what belongs to God. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? His holy place. His holy place. The place of worship that should be holy. Remember, there's no denominations in the Bible. No Baptist, no Catholic, no Episcopalian. No denominations in the Bible. If you can find it, you let me know. Who shall stand in his holy place? The place of worship should be holy. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Holy. He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Okay. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have what? Clean hands. You got clean hands this morning? Uh-huh. You want to lay hands on somebody, your hands better be clean. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of God says, lay hands on no man suddenly. So watch who you laying hands on. Glory be to God. You need to lay hands on yourself and pray for yourself. Pray for your children. Lay hands on your family. Thank you, God. He that have clean hands and a pure heart. A pure heart. Not walking around angry, mad, upset with somebody. You know the Bible says be angry and sin not. But don't carry that anger in your heart from 2023 into 2024. The word of God tells us to forgive ye one another. Forgive and move on. Don't stay there. Forgive and move on. He that have clean hands and a pure heart. What about your heart? Is your heart pure this morning? You want to be blessed by God this morning? Learn how to forgive. Learn how to let go and move on and walk in the newness of Jesus Christ. As the previous pastor that we had at New Union Baptist Church, you let it just run off your back like water running off a duck's back. Don't hold on to those things. Don't let it seep and soak in your spirit. Let it go. Let go and let God. Remember, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. We got some deceitful folk out here, and they want to be deceitful. But men and women of God, pray. Pray. for yourself and for others. We've got to learn how to pray for ourselves. Let go and let God. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteous from the God of his salvation. Psalm 24. He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. That's your answer right there. Yeah, we'll go through some things, but the word of God tells us right in Psalm 24, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, who shall stand in his holy place, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Thank you, God. Salvation is free. There's your answer. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Shelah. God is raising up a generation that's not afraid to speak the truth, to live the truth, and walk with their heads held up high. God is raising up a generation that's not afraid to say, I'm a Christian. I'm Christ-like. I'm trusting God. I'm believing in God. I'm not doubting God. God is raising up a generation that's not afraid. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This generation is not afraid to speak up. Thank you, God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Let him into your heart this morning. Let him into your soul this morning. Let him sink in your deep down sanctified soul. Glory, hallelujah. Let him come in to your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. I pray that God will saturate your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul with his love, unconditional love, with his healing mercy, with his grace and his mercy. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Somebody ought to shout, glory, hallelujah. Come on in, Lord. Come on, Jesus Christ. Let him into your heart every day. Thank you, God. Let him in. Let him in. We're letting everything else into our spirits but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. You got to let him come in. Ain't no maybe. Ain't no might. If I feel like it. You got to let him come in, no matter what's going on in your life. No matter what's being said to you by other folk. You let him come into your heart, to your mind, to your spirit, to your soul. Let him come into you. You. You got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ yourself. Stop worrying about everybody else. We pray for them that despitefully use us. You know in that psalm it says God got a reward for the wicked. In Psalm 91. The battle's not yours again, it's the Lord's. So you stop trying to fight the enemy and let God do it. And when he do it, he's going to do it right. Because some of us are wearing ourselves out trying to fight the enemy. Then we wonder why we're tired. High blood pressure. All kind of things happen in our bodies. Headaches. Migraine headaches. Can't sleep at night. Because you're trying to fight the enemy. Let go and let God. Let go, my dear ones, and let God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? Somebody know what I'm talking about. Who is this King of Glory? Somebody knows who he is. Somebody has invited him into their life. Somebody is trusting God. Somebody's never doubting God. Who is this King of Glory, my dear ones? Do you know him this morning? Do you know the King of Glory? Are you trusting him and never doubting him? Have you opened up your heart, your mind, your spirit and soul and allowed the King of Glory to come in for the year 2024 and never doubt he will surely work it out? Take your burden to the Lord and leave them there. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. And I like that word, the Lord of hosts. H-O-S-T-S. The Lord of hosts. Thank you, God. I can depend on God. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory, Shelah. Psalm 24. Let it bless you in the year of 2024. Psalm 20, and then go into Psalm 24. God's word is already blessed. Thank you, God. May it bless the hearers and doers of his word. We got a lot of folks that pray. We got a lot of folks that read the word. But the word of God tells us, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Men and women of God, witness to the world. Let the world know how good God is. Let the world know that I'm depending on God. Let the world know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Let the world see the Christ in you. Your family members, let them see the Christ in you. And God is working that situation out for you right now. Yes, he is. Already done. In the name of Jesus. And remember to pray without ceasing. The word of God says that we are to pray without ceasing. Thank you, God. And we want to be obedient to the word of God. He said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, now is your opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. There's people that's been in the church all their life and still not saved. As I mentioned, we have church folk and we got saved folk. We got pastors that's not saved. My God, my God, my God. Somebody's acting surprised. We got pastors, we got priests, we got pope, we got ministers that's not saved. People in the choir singing songs of Zion not saved. Trustees, deacons, deaconess, deacons in the church not saved. There's a difference in church folk and saved folk. I want you to hear me this morning. There's a difference in saved folk and church folk. There's a difference. And it will manifest in your life. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I invite you into my life on this day. I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on a cross for my sins. He who knew no sin, I repent of my sins. I ask for forgiveness. I want to be a child of God. And I accept you on this day as my personal Savior. I want to be a child of God. I want you to forgive me of my sins. And you said in your word that you are faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. I repent once more. I repent in the name of Jesus Christ. I turn my life over to you completely. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. I accept you as my personal Savior. Because you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm calling upon your name. I believe I am now a child of God. I can cry out, Abba Father. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. You have accepted me, and I have accepted you. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. If you have said that prayer for the first time, some might have said it for the second time, the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. And we thank God that you're now a child of God. Call upon him. Pray and ask the Lord to send you to a Bible-believing, a Bible-preaching church where the man of God, the woman of God is preaching the word of God. Get a desire to study his word. Get in a good Bible study to learn the word of God. And God will lead you and direct you. Yes, he will. God will lead you and direct you. Yes, he will. Take your time. God will lead you and direct you. We thank you, God, right now for accepting those dear ones in the body of Christ. Lead them and direct them. Open up their eyes that they may see. Open their ears that they will hear. And touch their hearts that they may listen and be directed by the Holy Spirit from this day forth. Father, we thank you once more for an opportunity to come and share your word. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for awakening us in our right minds. We thank you for our food, our shelter, and our homes. We thank you right now, Father God, for family members that are still in the land of the living. We thank you because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you've given us a vision to go forth and make a difference in our lives, in the lives of others. We thank you for healing that's taking place in Sister Bernadette's body. We thank you for healing that's taking place in Mother Annie Green's body. We thank you for healing that's taking place in Evangelist Janet Griffith's body. We thank you for healing that's taking place in Dr. Walker's body. We thank you for healing that's taking place in Shamika. We thank you for healing that's taking place in Elder Don Smith and Elder Annette Smith. We thank you for healing, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that's taking place in mind, body, spirits, and soul. We thank you for Madam Moderator, Father God, praying every night with all of those that have a desire to pray. Sister Esther, we are praying for you. Strengthen her, guide her, lead her. Thank you for Chaplain Thomas. We thank you for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and his family, Father God. Bless them in ways they never can imagine. We thank you for Shanita Kelly, Rael, Zariel. Bless them, Father God. Be with him as he become a candidate for the Academy for the Firefighters. Touch Rael and all those young men that have a desire to fight fires. But a dangerous occupation. But Father God, be with them and guide them and lead them and direct them. We pray for all of our firefighters. We pray for our police officers as they try to protect us on the streets. That they will do the right thing. That you're raising up a new generation of police officers. Be with them and guide them and lead them and direct them. And Father God, let the people be obedient to the laws of the land. We pray for those, Father God, that are walking the streets with weapons in their hands. Have them to lay down those weapons. Father God, we pray that your spirit will come against those gangs, the Crips, the Bloods, the Black Guerrilla gangs, in and around our communities, all over the world. We come against those spirits of destruction right now, that they will lay down their weapons, Father God. We lift up all of our young people that are stealing our vehicles, that are going into our homes. Protect us, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. Protect our homes, Father God, our seniors. Protect them, Father God, as they're in their homes. We pray, Father God, for protection all around us. As we leave to go on our jobs, as our young people go into the schools, universities, colleges, wanting to learn, wanting to receive knowledge so they can become doctors and lawyers, attorneys, Father God. nurses. Go into the hospitals and be with our nurses and our doctors, our surgeons. Grant them godly wisdom and godly knowledge, Father God, that they will do right by your people. And we trust in you, even those that's behind the prison walls. We pray that our prisons will become a place of worship, that they will fall on bended knees and surrender to you. Glory, hallelujah. That they will worship our living Savior, Jesus Christ. Those that are innocent and those, Father God, that have been found guilty. Touch them, Father God, that their lives will change in a miraculous way. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, right now for the anointing that's falling down upon your people right now. All of our prayer warriors, intercessory prayer warriors that are interceding for others that don't know how to pray. We pray, Father God, that you will strengthen every prayer warrior on this line. That the heart of gold, the heart of Almighty God will dwell in their spirits right now. Bless them with a fresh anointing. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. We pray for Desmond as he traveled, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for Dr. Ron Green and Jill Green in Miami, Florida. We lift up, glory be to God, Wallace Green and his wife, hallelujah, glory be to God, Sandra Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We pray, glory be to God, for someone walking the streets all night long, not knowing where to go. Touch their mind, body, spirit, and soul. Lead them, Father God, into a safe haven. Let them have a heart and a mind to do and live inside a safe place. Make a way out of nowhere for them. We thank you right now, Father God, for blessing someone and healing someone's body right now that's been in pain all night long. We pray for Pastor Linda Smith. Touch her knees, Father God. We know that you're the mighty surgeon. She's waiting on the doctor. But, Father God, let her call upon Dr. Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Touch someone's knees, ankles, the arteries in the veins. Let the blood run freely in their veins. And we come against all sickness, all disease. We come against COVID. We come against cancer. Hallelujah. Prostate cancer. Breast cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, kidney cancer, in the brain. We thank you, Father God, because you're bigger than any sickness or disease. And we come counting and trusting in you, that you said that by your stripes we are healed. And we claim that healing right now in the name of Jesus. Grant us godly wisdom, Father God, that we will know exactly what to do, when to do, and how to do. Bless our food that we receive on a daily basis. Take out all those diseases, all those conditions that are causing ailments in our bodies. Touch our water that we drink and that we bathe in. Cleanse it, Father God, that will not cause any problems in our bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for what you're doing right now in our lives, for making a way out of no way. We thank you, Father, glory be to God, for touching Jonathan and Christina and the baby. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for touching Victor, Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. We thank you, Father God, for touching the Logan family, the Haney family. We thank you, Father God, for blessing Mother Rosetta. We thank you, Father God, for healing for Patricia Hill, Father God, as she lied there in the nursing home. Go into the nursing home, Father God. Be with our people. Let them know that they're never alone. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We touch Ed Anderson, Beatrice Ward. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now for what you're doing in the lives of those, Father God, that don't know you as their personal Savior. But we are crying out for them, too. Our President of the United States of America. We are praying for him and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, his family in its entirety. Touch that family of leadership. Our congressmen, our elected officials, representatives, House of Representatives, senators, mayors, and governors, touch their mind, body, spirit, and soul, that they will cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? That they will hear from you before they make any more rules or regulations that are governing our lives. Wake them up and shake them up and let them know they have a God on high to glorify. Father God, let them make the right decisions when it comes to our lives. But we are solely dependent upon you, that, Father God, that you will be with them and grant them godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. We thank you right now for everything you've done and what you're going to do on this day. We expect miracles, signs, and wonders. We come for a spirit of expectancy on this day. Guide and lead and direct everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God. Let them trust in you. Give them traveling mercy as they travel down the highways and the byways, in their private vehicles, in the airplanes, on the trains, on the bus, Father God, and even in their private jets. But keep the drug out of our community, out of our homes. We pray for deliverance from the drug addiction, from crack cocaine and heroin, marijuana. We pray, Father God, that you deliver us from the hands of the evil one that are dispensing these drugs in our communities. Stop those drug pushers in their tracks.